I'm sorry, Mr. Lisero, could you offer a 15-minute break as you
Yes.
depart, and then we can reconvene with the next hearing officer?
Thank you. This is Robert Lucero. And having heard agenda items 3 and 6, that concludes the items that I will hear today as DHO. We'll take a 15-minute break while we while the new the other DHO, Mr. Campbell, comes on and everyone prepares for the continuation of the agenda. Thank you, everyone.
The DHO will reconvene the DHO hearing of April 10th. I am David Campbell, Development Hearing Officer. We begin with item number 4 on today's agenda. However, I understand that the applicant has a conflicting meeting and is not currently in the room. And so Mr. Archuleta, who previously presented, we'll give him a chance to come back. And in the meantime, then we will move to agenda item number 5. I'll remind DFT staff that you are all still under oath from the earlier portion of the hearing. And we will begin with project number 5, which is PR-2019 -003221 and application SD-2019-003221. That seems to be the same number, so we may want to check whether those are accurate application and project numbers. Notwithstanding that, we have Cartesian Surveys Inc., agent for Kemper Commercial LLC, request the preliminary and final plat for all or a portion of lots 7 and 8, Interstate Industrial Tract Unit 4, zoned NRLM, located at 4015 Hawkins Street Northeast, between Washington Street Northeast and Jefferson Street Northeast, containing approximately 2.0482 acres. Property owner is Kemper Commercial. And the request specifically is an interior lot line elimination between two existing lots to create one new lot, grant a public utility easement along Washington Street Northeast, and dedicate additional right of way to Hawkins Street Northeast right of way. I would call now for the applicant team to identify themselves.
Yes, good morning, sir. This is Ryan Mahal with Cartesian Surveys Inc., address PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico 87174, serving as agent.
Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. Mr. Mulhall, if you'd raise your right hand, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give is the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you very much. Please proceed with a brief description of the application.
Certainly. So, as you've said, this is a lot consolidation of two lots to one. We're granting a 5-foot public utility easement on the west of this consolidated lot up against Washington. And then dedicating some additional right of way for the site triangle and to fit in the 6-foot sidewalk along Hawkins. And so I did send some updating information about that 6-foot sidewalk along Hawkins that's currently being constructed. And so I did send an infrastructure list to accompany that item just so that was covered and that it, matched what our comments were with the introductory letter. With this, the sidewalk's pretty close to completion. They're just waiting on working with the utilities and sort of the pedestals in the, I believe it's the southeast corner. So we're really close on that. We can, provide photographic proof of that completion, but that wasn't reflected in our site sketch due to the ongoing construction. So with that, we await comment. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you. Now it's if there are members of the public who are here to testify on this matter, please identify yourselves either by speaking up or putting up a digital hand. or a real hand. Seeing none, it appears that there are no members of the public who are here. We'll move then to the members of the DFT, beginning with the Water Utility Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Yeah, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. And you weren't here earlier, but the application number was updated, just to give you a heads up. It was SD2024-00053. And I have no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for that information. Okay. And then we go to code enforcement, Mr. Ibarra.
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Marcelo Ibarra with code enforcement comments. And code enforcement has no comments or objection to this project.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Next, Parks and Rec, Ms. Phelan.
Hello, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. And let me pull my comments up really quickly. I would not have any objections to the requested action. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hydrology, Mr. Tiquan Chen. Mr. Chen, I'm not hearing you. Mr. Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Something doesn't seem to be going through. Mr. Chen, are you able to hear me? Can you give me a thumbs up? Okay. So we cannot hear you if you have the ability to speak on the record. And if not, you can likewise indicate with a thumbs up if you have no comments on this, and we will reflect that in the record. Mr. Chen, you want to try again? Okay. Mr. Chen has indicated with a thumbs up that Hydrology does not have comments or objections to this matter. We'll get through this technology one way or the other. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chen. Now moving to transportation. Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. Let's see. As the applicant did mention, they did send in their infrastructure list. I did see that. So with that, we have no objections. Just as a reminder for future development, an approved TCL will be required prior to site plan or building permit. And also a traffic scoping form will need to be submitted to determine if a TIS will be required.
Thank you. That's for future information. And now for planning, is it Mr. Webb?
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Marcelo Ibarra with the planning.
Oh, okay. Yes, Mr. Ibarra.
I had just to highlight a few comments on this project. I had mentioned the same thing as transportation did. In order for them to be in compliance with Section 7 with the DPM, Table 7229, I did provide an exhibit for them to abide by. So that was, thank you, Mr. Mudhall, for sending that extra paperwork in. I did notice also that you sent the infrastructure list. Aside from that, my other comments would be the application was not included. Oh, I see it that it is now. Application, its number is included there. So, just the regular comments that planning has, and I'd be willing to put them in the chat box. And that's about it.
I appreciate that, Mr. Ibarra. If you would put those in the chat box, we will be able to move forward with those. All right.
Certainly.
Yes, and I see that Mr. Rodenbeck has his hand up.
Yeah, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I do believe, Mr. Mulhall, I don't see a revised plat that was actually submitted, just the exhibit sheet and the infrastructure list. So We do, yeah. Just please get the application number as previously noted in our memo on the plat, in a revised plat, and the date of DHO approval. And we'll need the DXF file approval email from Aegis as well.
Okay. Yeah, it's Ryan with Cartesian. Happy to add that info and send you a revised plat. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. There were no members of the public who spoke up on this. Have any members of the public showed up to speak on this? Seeing none, any final comments, Ms. Wolfley, Mr. Rodenbach? Can we proceed to a decision on this matter? Okay. Thank you. That being the case, the DHO approves item 20 PR 2019-003221 and SD 2024-00053 because the public, well, because the matter meets the criteria of the DPM and the IDO and other applicable city rules. This matter is approved, and I thank everybody participating.
All right. Thank you all very much. Have a good day.